our study today on the authority of the believer in prayer. And this is very important. I'm going to spend probably the rest of the week in this one subject of prayer and the authority there, and then conclude the series right here, okay? All right, let's look at a place that a scripture that we've been looking at for quite a while. It's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Paul's writing to the believers at Ephesus. Here's what he says: praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Now, the second scripture is over in John chapter number 15, verse 7. And I want you to pay attention to what I'm about to say to you because it's so important, okay? Verse 7, if ye abide in me, of course that's Jesus, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That's an all-inclusive, because Jesus said, my words. Jesus said, my words. Therefore, any word the Bible teaches on the subject of prayer is included in John 15, 7. Now, grab hold of that. Put that in your heart. Write that down somewhere, that all the words of prayer, all the instructions of prayer is wrapped up in John 15, 7. If you abide in me, Jesus, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. So remember, wherever the Bible teaches on prayer, it's wrapped up in John 15, 7. Now, Jesus said, if you abide in me. Now, we Christians would automatically have made that factual in our life because we abide in Christ, don't we? But Jesus added, and my words abide in you. So we abide in Jesus. Question, does God's words, does Jesus' words abide in us? You see, have you noticed that God's promises are conditional? God's promises are conditional. You want to be blessed, you do so and so. You want to be touched, you do such and such. They're conditioned. Now, no one can meet the conditions for you. Only you can meet the conditions of the promises. Only you. Only you. Now, other people can encourage you, and that's what I'm doing now. But no one can meet them for you. Even Jesus can't do it for you. I'm going to say that again. Even Jesus can't do it for you. If you want answer to your prayers, follow the instructions that has been given to you. Follow the instructions. So if you abide in Jesus, as we're to abide in you, you can ask, right, what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now notice, in that verse, I'm going to read that verse again. Because the word you, Y-O-U, is used five times. All right, let's look at it. If ye abide in me, that's Jesus, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Notice that. Repetition. If ye, that's you, it's one, abide in me, and my words abide in you, that's two, ye, that's three, shall ask what you will, four, shall be done unto you, five. Five times the word you, while you, or the word ye, meaning you, is in that passage. That repetition notes the fact that whether or not your prayers are heard or answered depends upon you, and it does not depend upon God. Yeah, you heard that right. How can this be? How is that possible? Well, God has told you how to get your prayers heard and answered. So if you don't know what he said, you're not going to get them answered. It's up to you. I'll read that again because that was a Sermon on the Mount, was it not? No, it was a sermon in the upper room. It's in the upper room. He's hours from dying. We're not on the upper mount. It's not on the mountain discourse. It's in the upper room. And if you have a Bible and you look at it, it's dead red, isn't it? It's as red as can be. All right? If ye, that's you. So I would say like this because we know how to apply things to our life. If Ron abide in Jesus and my word abides in Ron, Ron shall ask what Ron wills and it shall be done unto Ron. It's that simple. Whoa. That's simple. I'm going to read that again. Put your name there. Put your name there. All right? If, put your name there. Abide in me, Jesus, and my words abide in, put your name there. Put your name, shall ask what, put your name, will, and it shall be done unto, put your name. So let me do that again. I'm trying to get it to you. If Ron abides in me, that's Jesus, and my word abides in Ron, Ron shall ask what Ron will, and it shall be done unto Ron. Wow. Follow the instructions. Follow the instructions. So what it's saying, how can this be? God has told you how to get your prayers answered. I just read it to you. That's your prayers answered. Now, we certainly believe in prayer, all right? Sure we do. But there are conditions that we have not met in order that our prayers be answered. We just haven't met them. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. Now, over in Isaiah chapter number 43, verse 25 and 26, there's some words that talks about the authority we have in prayer. Here it is. Isaiah 43:25. I, even I, am he that broadeth out thy transgressions for my own sake. This is who's speaking, God. And will not remember thy sins. That's God talking, right? Sure. 26, put me in remembrance, let us plead together, declare thou, that thou mayest be justified. Wow. See, God's speaking through Isaiah, right? Sure. And it applies to us because we're his children. Romans 8:16 tells us that. And the book of Hebrews explains how the blood of Christ has blotted our transgressions. That's Hebrews 9:12-14, correct? Notice this in Isaiah 23:25. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my name's sake. Now, you know, well, that's sin, yeah. That's sure. Well, it could be something more. Well, we know he doesn't remember our sins. But he noticed that he blots them out, not for our sake, but for his. That's what it says, for his. Right? It's for his sake. One reason he did it for his sake is because he wanted to bless you. And he couldn't bless you if he didn't blot out your trespasses and forgive your iniquities. Well, that is absolutely shout material. That is jumping up and down and waving your hands and screaming to the top of your vocals, hallelujah, bless you, Lord. Now, let's apply verse 26, Isaiah 43. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together, declare thou that thou may be justified. What is God saying? God said, remind me. Now, if God says to tell him, to remind him of something, I'm going to do that. Well, I thought God never forgets something. Let me read that again. Isaiah 43:26, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. You ever been around parents that tell their kids, now don't let me forget? Well, if you ever say that, what does that mean? That means that God wants us to remind him of something. What else does that mean? It means that the parents want the children to keep reminding them. Dad, you remember what you said? There's a wonderful, wonderful account where a little boy was listening to his father, and his father knew the little boy had a birthday coming up. So he said, what do you want for your birthday? And the little boy said, I want a watch for my birthday. Okay. A couple of days went by, and the little boy said, Dad, yes, son, I want to remind you about the watch. And that went on for a couple of weeks. And the little boy really got into reminding his father about the watch. So finally, after a while, the father said, listen, don't remind me about the watch anymore, because you're just running it in the ground. You're overbearing with the watch. So if you say the watch to me one more time, I have to reconsider. So the little boy went away. About a week later, the little boy came to the father and said, Dad, I want to talk to you for a second. He said, sure, son. And the little boy said, you believe the Bible, don't you? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure. And Dad, you taught me, and you take me to Sunday school and church, and you taught me the Bible. And the father said, absolutely, that's good for you. And the little boy said, now, I want to remind you of something, that you believe what the Bible says is true. Oh, absolutely, I believe what the Bible said is true. Then he says, I want to give you a Bible verse that I memorized. Father was just thrilled. He said, sure, go ahead and tell me that Bible verse. And the little boy said, you know, Jesus said this, okay? Jesus said, watch. Guess who got the watch? The little boy. This passage talks about reminding the Lord. Reminding the Lord. Have you ever reminded the Lord of something? See, God said for us to put him in remembrance. He tells us what to remind him of. I am the Lord that blots out your transgressions and remember them not. I won't remember your iniquity. That is so important in getting your prayers answered. So important in getting your prayers answered. Bringing God into remembrance. Bringing God into remembrance. We know that God forgives us and forgets our mistakes. So why do we need to put him in remembrance? See, don't bring up your past sins to the Lord. God, I remember I did this, and I remember I did this. No. Don't do that. Isaiah 43:25-26 removes our guilt from past mistakes. Say that loud. Lord, I put you in remembrance. You blotted out my transgressions. You've forgiven my sins. And I can stand in your presence as though I've never sinned. That is good for you and good for the enemy to hear that. Good for you and good for the enemy to hear that. Let's remind God. Let's remind God that he has taken our sins away and he has forgiven us. We're going to talk more about the subject of authority and prayer tomorrow.